Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Google.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We've hit a lull. Congress is expected to pass a two-week extension of government funding this week by unanimous consent. We don't expect any problems. But this has given D.C. a strange two-week lull during which very little is expected to happen. The real back and forth between the two parties is expected to kick off next week when President Donald Trump, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer meet at the White House. But even then, the Capitol Hill action won't get real until December 17th. Right now, Democrats and Republicans can't even agree on the definition of what a border wall is. One element that's not getting enough attention, it's not just government funding that runs out at year's end. Congress needs to pass new disaster funding. The Violence Against Women Act needs to be renewed, and so does the Farm Bill.
John Bresnahan and Alex Eisenstadt have some news this morning. Parker Poling, a top aide to Representative Patrick McHenry, has been tapped to serve as NRCC executive director next cycle. Here's what no one will say on the record. The knock on the NRCC, and any party committee for that matter, is that it takes dues from members and doesn't always support them electorally when they need it. Poling is among the most savvy at dealing with Republican members of Congress, so her skills here will be particularly valuable. Of course, the NRCC has its work cut out for it. Republicans will be deep in the minority, and the committee is facing flack for not telling top members of leadership or the rank and file it was hacked during the election season.
Ileana Johnson and Burgess Everett are also up with a piece looking at how Trump is now slow-walking his staff shakeup. Speaking of the post-Trump life, Burgess also caught up with Jeff Sessions on the Senate subway following George H.W. Bush's state funeral. Sessions didn't sound eager about running for his old seat in 2020. He told Burgess he has been clearing his brain and that he plans to go back to Alabama, do some things before worrying about making a statement.
John Harris has the big picture take in Politico magazine today, writing that while Bush's funeral wasn't about Trump, of course it was, as almost everything said about 41 was in stark contrast to Donald Trump. Nahal Tusi and Marianne Levine write that Congress is looking to usurp Trump's foreign policy powers in the aftermath of Jamal Khashoggi's death. Senators are now deliberating about pulling U.S. support for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. And Bloomberg has a look at how Trump is weaponizing uncertainty in the trade war, but he is finding its limits.
The Washington Post is up with a piece about how Saudi-funded lobbyists paid for 500 rooms at the Trump Hotel after the 2016 election. Joe Manchin in the middle. Politico and the Washington Post have a look at Joe Manchin's troubles in securing the ranking member position on the Energy Committee in the Senate. Environmentalists have come out opposed to him. The Post reports that Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, a possible presidential candidate, argued in an email to supporters that Manchin cannot be trusted.
And we've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning that found that two-thirds of voters are very or somewhat concerned about a government report that sounded the alarm on climate change. 58% agree with the scientific consensus that the president disagrees with, that climate change is being caused by human activity. Meanwhile, CNN reports that new satellite images show activity at a North Korean missile base.
Here's what's up for Trump's Thursday. The president will have lunch with Education Secretary Betsy DeVos at 12:30. Trump is also scheduled to speak at a Hanukkah reception at 4 and then again at 8. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.